Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Today's episode is being sponsored by Dave and myself in honor of our daughter, Becca's birthday. I'm going to try to get through this without crying. Becca was a spunky, do-things-my-own-way, strong-willed child, making her difficult to raise as we butted heads often. But she was also full of fun, full of laughter, full of compassion for others who were hurting and struggling with life's difficulties. She had a big personality and had room for everyone, including those others struggled to like. I'm sure this came from living her life with only one leg after having it amputated when only 3 years old and going through 9 months of chemo. Through her last 10 years of serious heart issues that ended her life, she lived it to the fullest, using her gifts of organization and hospitality to bless so many people. It's hard to believe that she would be turning 44 this year. In October, she will have been gone from this earth for 15 years, which can take my breath away. Even though that initial suffocating darkness and horrific pain has lifted, the ache of missing her has not. Happy birthday, Becca. You are loved as much as ever and are missed by so many, including your brothers, your sister, your daughter, and your grandma. We can't wait to see you again and give you the biggest hugs and to hear your wonderful laugh. For anyone who would like to know more about Becca's journey, which included multiple ambulance rides and 3 medical emergency helicopter rides, along with photos of Becca, you can find that on our website, gpshope.org/Becca, B-E-C-C-A, or just go to gpshope.org and go to the About Us tab and click on Our Becca. I'll also put a link to that in the show notes if you want to find out a little bit more about her and see her picture. Well, hello. Today I want to talk about something that can be incredibly difficult for us as grieving parents, which is our child's birthday. This is one of those days we try to prepare for. We know it's coming and we brace ourselves, but when it gets here, it can still knock the wind out of us. I want to share from my heart, along with some things I've written and thoughts from other grieving parents who understand this journey, because if you're listening today, you are not alone in this. Forever 29. Everyone listening knows exactly what that means, don't you? April 13th. Is Becca's birthday. She would have turned 44. And honestly, I still have a hard time wrapping my head around that. I can't quite imagine her at that age. I find myself thinking I should have called her about her birthday plans. I should have asked what she wanted to do for her birthday. I should have been planning supper, getting things ready, picking up ingredients for her favorite cake, which is a chocolate-filled angel food cake. Those thoughts don't really go away, do they? Something else that can make this even harder is that as the years go by, it often feels like fewer people remember. Fewer people acknowledge the day, and that hurts because to us, this day still matters. Sometimes people around us don't understand why we still want to acknowledge our child's birthday when they're no longer here. But the reason is actually very simple. It's because when a human being is created and comes into this world, it's a big deal. That doesn't change just because they're no longer physically here. It doesn't erase their life. It doesn't erase our memories. And it certainly doesn't erase the deep, fierce love we have for them. That day, the day they entered this world, was a gift from God. And it is still worth remembering. It's still worth honoring. Still worth celebrating. Even if we do it quietly, differently, or all by ourselves. Now, I also want to say this gently. Some of you may not feel like you can celebrate your child's birthday. It may just be too painful, and I understand. There is no right or wrong way to walk through this day, but I do want to remind you that your child's life is still worth celebrating. Celebrating doesn't mean you won't cry. It doesn't mean your heart won't ache and hurt. It simply means you are acknowledging the day your child entered the world, that it was a special gift from God. He gave you the gift of having been their mom or their dad, even if that time felt far too short. And you don't even have to wait for their birthday. You can take a moment, even today, right now, to thank God for the day your child came into this world. For some of you, you may want to do the same thing every year, like baking their favorite cake. And if no one wants to share it with you, you could take it to a homeless shelter and let someone else be blessed in your child's name. Others of you may want to do something different each year. One year, I took out my guitar and wrote a song honoring the day our children came into our lives, and that song became I Remember Well. It's the song that plays in the background of the weekly birthday segment here on this podcast. Sometimes we just have to follow what feels right in that moment in that year. I also want to pause here and acknowledge something important. For some families, there are more than just two hard dates. We often talk about the birthday and the anniversary of their death, but I learned that my husband Dave has a third date that is just as difficult, which is the day he legally adopted Becca, the day she officially became his daughter. For those of you who lost a child and that child was adopted, I want you to know that I see you. This loss is just as deep for you as it is for those of us who birthed our child. We know that, you know, we are adopted into God's family. God takes adoption very seriously. And I believe that when you adopt your child, God does something in the heart that makes that child just as deeply loved and real and connected to you as those who have biological children. So I just want you to know that I see you. It's a deep, real loss, and I'm really sorry that you carry an extra day that many of us don't even think about. Another thing we don't always expect is that sometimes the birthday hits us harder years later. You may feel like you were doing okay for a while, for a few years, and then suddenly one year it just hits you hard all over again. That doesn't mean you're going backward. It just means grief continues to move with us. There's something about that day that reminds us so deeply of who is missing. Even when others are there, even when they care, they show us they care, there's a space in our hearts that only our child can fill. And if that's something you felt, you can totally get what I'm saying. I want you to know that it's not strange and it's not wrong. It's part of loving someone who is no longer here. I want to share something from another parent who said she tries to be around people on her daughter's birthday so she's not alone. But no matter how many people are around, she still feels alone in a room full of people. So you're not the only one if you have felt that way. Even when surrounded by love, there is still that space, that absence that only your child can fill. So what do we do with that? Well, there isn't one right answer, but I do want to share some of the beautiful ways other parents have chosen to honor their child's birthday. A while back, I received an email from a mom that I want to share with you. Judy wrote, "I go to our local bakery or chain and I pay for someone's cake on my daughter's birthday. I have them attach a note that says, 'Today is my daughter's birthday,' and how many years of her passing. In memory of her, I've paid for your cake. Please enjoy, make wonderful memories, and hug your baby tight, regardless of their age. Love, Christy's mom." And she goes on to say, "This gives me great comfort. Hopefully someone else will benefit from this." I love that idea. I want to share just a few more things of what other bereavers have said they have done for their child's birthday. I already mentioned bake a cake and take it to a shelter. Go to the cemetery with balloons and release them, if that's okay to do in your area. Have a small family dinner and share memories with each other. It could be their favorite restaurant or making their favorite meal. How about donating gifts, like to a children's hospital or a foster care or advocacy program? Serving meals in their child's name at a shelter. Write letters. Buy something meaningful like a plant or jewelry with your child's birthstone. Gather a large group together and just celebrate. You could spend time alone and quietly remember. Fill some backpacks and give them to the school counselor to give out to needy children. Donate a special scholarship fund that has a meaning attached to your child. Get friends and family to attend a sporting event together to watch a team your child loved. For Becca, it would be a Packer game. How about adding different flowers to your flower garden each year? I know of one mom who buys her grandchildren a gift in honor of their uncle's birthday, and they talk about him. What all of these have in common is love. They are all ways of saying, you mattered, you still matter, I still love you. I have one more thing that I want to read to you from a bereaver who was less than a year on this journey. She said, I quit my job. I can't make myself go out of the house. I don't want to talk to anyone, including my remaining kids. All I do is cry. I had a friend who wrote me a letter and told me that she now goes crazy decorating for Christmas in honor of her granddaughter. And that struck me. Instead of avoiding happy occasions, to use them as opportunities to celebrate and honor the life of the one who is gone. Now she says, I can hardly wait for next Christmas to show my son how much I love him. Wow, I mean, that's a huge change in perspective, isn't it? So maybe you can do that for your child's birthday. Instead of avoiding it as a happy occasion, use it as an opportunity to celebrate your child and to show how much you love your child still. And yet, even with all of these beautiful ways to remember, there's still a truth we all carry. We want our child with us, but we know that's just not possible. That's the part that breaks our heart, it feels like, over and over again. So we find ourselves with a choice, not an easy one, but a choice. Will I only mourn their death, or will I find ways, no matter how small, to honor and celebrate their life? Like I just shared, sometimes it may feel like all we can do is cry. Other times, we may find a small glimpse of meaning. Both of these are part of this journey we are on now. I feel like there are too many people who question why we still want to find a way to acknowledge our child's birthday when they're no longer here. And like I said, it's because we gave birth to a human being. That's a big deal. And just because he or she is no longer on this earth, it does not erase the fact or the memory of that day. And it doesn't take away our instantly fierce and intense love for that little bundle of joy that came into our lives that day. And I also want to say to those of you who may be listening as a friend or a supporter of someone who's lost a child, you could offer to help them remember their child's birthday. Even if they say no, it will mean more than you know that you thought of their child, that you remembered. So, on your child's birthday, whatever that day looks like for you, whether it's full of tears, quiet remembrance, or a small act of honoring your child, I want you to know you are not alone. Your child matters, your love matters, and that special day they came into the world still matters. Some of today's episode may sound familiar if you have the Reflections of Hope book, because part of April 13th's entry, which is Becca's birthday, was used for what I just shared. Reflections of Hope is a book Perivers have said they turn to over and over again with the encouraging daily readings. Each short entry offers gentle encouragement, honest reflections about grief, about the journey of the loss of our child, and faith-filled reminders that God is with you even in the darkest moments. You don't have to keep up with it daily. Just open it whenever you need a little comfort and read the entry for that day. You can order your copy from our website, gpshope.org. Go to the store, or you can find it on Amazon. There will also be links to that in the show notes. If you are looking for a meaningful way to honor your child, especially for their birthday, I want to remind everyone that you can sponsor a podcast episode in memory or in honor of your child. For just $50, you choose the week. It can be their birthday week or another day that holds significance. And you can write a message about your child that I will read during the episode, like I did about Becca. And I want to say I'm sorry. I haven't been very good at reminding you about this. Because of that, we really haven't had many sponsored episodes the past few months. This is something that means so much, and I don't want you to miss the opportunity simply because I haven't mentioned it. And for the newer listeners, you may not have known about it. It's a simple but powerful way to speak their name, to share a piece of who they are, and to let your child's life continue to touch others. Birthdays can be especially tender, which is what we've been talking about today. Having your child remembered out loud on a day that matters so deeply can bring a sense of connection and honor that's hard to put into words. If this feels like something you would like to do, you can find more information at GPS Hope. Just go to the Donate tab, and then under that, there's a place where you can click on that says Sponsor a Podcast Episode. This is because your child matters. Their life matters, and they are never forgotten. And here at GPS Hope, we would love to be part of carrying on the life and legacy of your child. One last thing. I want to ask you to consider something that can make a bigger difference than you might realize. The Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast started the week of Becca's birthday 7 years ago, and it's won multiple awards. I feel like that's something to celebrate. If this podcast has helped you in any way, would you help us celebrate this by taking a moment to give it a rating, write a short review, or share it with someone else? When you do that, it helps more grieving parents find the same hope you have found here. Parents who may be sitting in that same overwhelming darkness that you and I know so well, wondering if anyone understands. And here's something to think about. If every one of you shared the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast with just one other person or even a group, we could double the number of parents being reached with hope. Just one share could be the very thing that lets another parent know they're not alone, and you would be a grieving parent sharing hope. You don't have to have the perfect words, just passing it along is enough, or writing a short review why others should listen to this podcast. You can be a grieving parent sharing hope simply by helping another parent find this safe space. I just want to say thank you for being part of this community, because hope grows as we share it. Okay, it is time for the weekly sacred space for sharing our children's birthdays. Colby Lewis was born on April 12th and is forever 20. Rebecca Deal Howard was born on April 13th and is forever 29. Jody Fuller was born on April 14th and is forever 37. Brianna Martinez was born on April 17th and is forever 17. Sawyer Deermeyer was born on April 17th and is forever 18. As always, we celebrate the day these children came into the world. Just like we've been talking about this entire episode, it will always be a special day and worth celebrating and remembering. Like I said, I love to help Perivers remember and celebrate their children's birthdays. And I do this by announcing them each week here on the podcast. If you would like me to share your child's birthday, who's now no longer here, with our thousands of listeners, go to gpshope.org birthdays and submit the needed information. Dave will send you an email that week to remind you to listen. There will also be a link in the show notes. I understand if you feel like moments of laughter make you feel guilty or just plain don't make sense, especially on something like your child's birthday. It can feel like this day should only hold sorrow because of who is missing. But I want to remind you, this day is not just about the loss. It's about his or her life. Your child was born. Your child lived. Your child changed you. And that is something that can never be taken away. So if all you can do on their birthday is cry, that's okay. If all you can do is whisper their name, that's okay. If you choose to do something to honor them, even something small, that matters. And if somewhere in that day, there's even the tiniest moment where you remember something that makes you smile or even laugh, that's okay too. Because celebrating their birthday does not mean you're ignoring the pain. It means you're choosing to remember the gift of their life, even while your heart aches from their absence. So as that day comes, however it comes, I just want to encourage you. Your child's life is still worth honoring. Your love for them is still worth expressing. And the day they came into this world still matters. So as our family remembers Becca on her 44th birthday, I want to say happy birthday, Becca. You are remembered, you are loved, and you always will be. Also, happy birthday to your precious child, whenever that is. They are remembered, deeply loved, and forever a part of you. In honor of all our children, we're going to end this episode by playing the full song, I Remember Well. And as you listen, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope. And bond we shared, I could already see. I remember well, I remember well. The day you came into my world is a memory I will always keep. The moment that you stole story.